The current draft report by the Red Hill Fuel Storage Facility Task Force recommends the Navy install secondary containment systems for all 20 underground tanks, each the size of the 250-foot Aloha Tower. It also wants the Navy to complete the job in 10 years.
The state of the art for the Corner Gas Station is a double-lined tank with leak detection.
Gary Gill chairs the task force and is the deputy director for the environment at the State Department of Health. But the Navy is proposing a two-stage process that identifies the technological solution first. Captain Mike Williamson is vice commander of Naval Facility Engineering Command Pacific.
You've got a steel liner inside 2 to 4 feet of concrete. They're 225 feet high, and 18 of the tanks have fuel in them. So manipulating and moving the fuel around from tank to tank further complicates this challenge in front of us. When it's practicable, when it's feasible, and when technology supports that, then let's have the conversation about double wall protections.
Once the technology is agreed to by all parties, the second step would be to fund, design, and construct the double containment systems. The Board of Water Supply also supports increasing the barrel tax on imported oil from 5 cents to 15 cents to fund the Environmental Response Revolving Fund. Manager and Chief Engineer Ernest Lau will also urge state lawmakers to extend the term of the task force.
Continue this dialogue and don't let up on the pressure to actually get to a place where the Navy begins to take actions that we feel will protect the resources. This will be an issue for many, many years to come, and I believe this task force should continue as long as this issue is in front of us.
The task force is also developing standard ground and drinking water sampling and testing at 46 sites for future implementation. Without upgrades, safeguards, and validation, the current task force recommendation is to close the Red Hill storage facility. Again, Deputy Health Director Gill.
The people who live here in Hawaii, who own the groundwater, and the state of Hawaii that manages this groundwater as a sacred trust for the public, we ought to demand and receive the highest possible level of protection for our groundwater resource.
Gill will convene another meeting of the subgroup December 3rd to finalize the report. Captain Williamson says from his perspective, progress is being made.
I think folks have come off of their entrenched positions that we started with. I think that there's a high level of collaboration and, frankly, great discussion we're having right now. So I'm encouraged.
The final report will be posted online by the Department of Health December 5th, and the full task force will vote to accept or reject it December 11th. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.